Now, the French president says the European Union member states are ready to do everything in their power to preserve the nuclear deal with Iran. Emmanuel Macron made the comment following an EU summit in Brussels on Friday. French president also called for commitment to all aspects of the accord by the signatories. And Macron said that this meant continued economic relations with Iran and avoiding any pressure. He noted the U.S. decision to exert pressure on Tehran contradicts the terms of the 2015 nuclear agreement. He added, EU will work actively with the U.S. to convince officials in Washington to keep this deal. And Macron's comments came as British Prime Minister Theresa May once again supported the JCPOA. And now we're going to swing over to Washington. We're joined by Mr. Michael Springman, American author and attorney. Hello, sir, and thank you for joining us back on the program. And your thoughts for this continued commitment we're seeing pouring out of Europe to the JCPOA in defiance of what we heard from the U.S. president?
Well, it's absolutely amazing how the American president, Donald Trump, ignores reality and ignores the views of the European Union and the leaders of the principal countries there, Theresa May in the U.K., Emmanuel Macron in France, and Angela Merkel in Germany. They all say that they want to preserve this agreement. They had spent months prior to Trump's announcement that he was looking at getting out of it, trying to convince him and his government to stay with what they had all agreed on. The whole thing is just basically more of the American kowtowing to Israeli interests and Israeli pressure, and doing their best to overthrow agreements mutually arrived at with some 13 years of diplomacy. It's absolutely astonishing. Lebanon, for example, supports the JCPOA. But I think what I don't like hearing is that the European Union leaders are also saying, well, there are regional concerns and there are security issues, and we're concerned about Iran and its ballistic missiles. So I really wonder whether they are simply working up another deal to impose new sanctions and new pressures on Iran. It remains to be seen what is going to come out of this. If they stick to their basic words of the basic agreement, everything is fine. But if they want to add to it, if they want to tweak it a bit and change things and change interpretations, I think there's going to be some difficulties all around the world.
Well, Mr. Springman, you can't tell me the damage wasn't done. I mean, even though you have Secretary of State Rex Tillerson saying that he promotes continued economic cooperation with Iran, the deal is going to stay intact. U.S. envoy to the U.N., Nikki Haley, she said it's going to stay intact for the time being. It's going to be business as usual. But it really isn't, is it? Because, you know, you have to admit there's going to be a lot of big business that are going to be discouraged with the threat posed here. When you're talking about hundreds or possibly billions of dollars in investment in Iran, you're not going to take that risk when you hear the U.S. president taking a hostile approach, regardless of if he wants to keep the deal for the time being.
Well, exactly right. People are looking at this and they're concerned about the American economic clout and the tendency of American courts and the American government to reach beyond their own borders and try and reach into the economic interests of other countries. It's something to be concerned about. Some countries such as Norway have defied Trump in his viewpoint, but other countries may not, especially smaller ones, ones with perhaps weaker economies, desperately need a decent deal with Iran to help their own economies.
And it's not really important what the national leaders say, because it's really up to big business if now, after what Donald Trump said and the position he's taken against Tehran, if they're going to make that leap of faith and invest in Iran.
Exactly right. You put yourself out on a limb. You're dealing with a country half a world away. Don't speak the language necessarily. And you have to deal with a foreign country that has a culture perhaps different than yours. So there are too many variables in there. And when Trump throws in another one about, well, we're going to not certify Iran and we're going to renegotiate the deal or scrap the deal or make changes to the deal, it makes them think two and three and four times about what they really want to do and what is in their own interests.
Thank you for joining us once again. Out of Washington, Mr. Michael Springman, American author and attorney.